Liesel Lowe-Vaudrin, senior researcher with South Africa's Institute for Security Studies, says the insurgency began in Cabo Delgado province in late 2017.
Groups invading villages, attacking ordinary citizens, beheading people in very cruel ways. It has really dramatically escalated this year, and actually the last couple of months of 2019 also, when the Islamic State for the first time started claiming some of these attacks.
She says the rebels demonstrated high levels of organization and firepower when they periodically invaded some of the region's bigger towns.
They had a kind of a hearts and minds operation where they told local inhabitants that they are not the enemy, the government forces are the enemy, and they tried to sort of infiltrate into these places.
Lowe-Vaudrin says the Mozambican army seems unable to stop the insurgents. The conflict adds to the instability in the country, where armed groups loyal to the main opposition RENAMO party sometimes still launch attacks, despite the many peace agreements signed to end a long civil war.
So this insurgency certainly is something the Mozambican government right from the start wanted to keep quiet. Also because in this Cabo Delgado province, there are massive natural gas exploration. There have been billions of dollars of investment pledged and some of the...
The government is blocking the media and other observers from entering Cabo Delgado. So Lowe-Vaudrin says it's unclear whether Islamic State, or IS, is the main leader of the insurgency.
Over 30 of the attacks that have taken place had been claimed by the Islamic State. The counter-terrorism specialists and those intelligence people who are following it closely say that these aren't bogus claims, because when there have been a claim by the Islamic State, there had actually been an attack. You know, so there are lines of communication.
What is clear, she says, is that the rebels are at least linked to IS, and that there are lines of communication between the two. Paraphernalia unique to IS and the group's flag can be seen in videos verified by intelligence operatives as being filmed in Cabo Delgado.
So there is definitely that link, but it's very important to remember that this is a local insurgency driven by local grievances. It started quite a long time ago.
In most of the footage that's emerged, the extremists speak local languages.
They have been here and there, some of the insurgents captured. Some of them were Tanzanians. There have been some Congolese and so on.
Says Lowe-Vaudrin, it would appear that in classic IS fashion, it's taking advantage of a disaffected and poor local community to control a territory where it can rule as it wishes.
Some figures in the government want to frame it as a foreign invasion of the country and that this is an external threat, because dealing with the grievances and the marginalization and the inequality, etc., and land issues of the inhabitants of northern Mozambique is, of course, extremely difficult. And it's a little bit late.
She says the government should be dealing with the underdevelopment and poverty in Cabo Delgado, because as long as these persist, the door will be open to IS and any other group seeking to set up shop. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.